Texas Music Matters is made possible in part by the Johnson Space Center, 1,600 acres dedicated to space exploration, now available for children's parties. And Sweetwater, Texas, home of the annual Rattlesnake Roundup, Tastes Like Chicken. Also by Brownwood, Texas, home of the world-famous Rattlesnake Roundup, Tastes Like Chicken. Support also comes from Lomita, Texas, inviting you to visit the original Rattlesnake Roundup, Tastes Like Chicken, and Chicken Delight of Big Spring, Texas. From Austin, live music capital of the world, this is Texas Music Matters. I'm David Brown. Coming up this hour, the former lead vocalist of Santana and Journey, talking about his escape to Texas. Also, how a pickup line led to the formation of one of Austin's most popular new bands, Bobby Jealousy. Plus, fresh Black Angels, Halcyon Days for world music in Austin, our music quiz, the week's music news, and lots more. We'll get started in just a moment. Stay with us.
Texas Music Matters is made possible in part by Lewis Shanks of Texas, offering fine home furnishings since 1945. LewisShanksFurniture.com. And Austin City Limits Live at the Moody Theater. Concert calendar at acl-live.com.
From Austin, I'm David Brown, and this is Texas Music Matters. A big hello to our listeners in San Angelo on KNCH, in Stevensville on KTRL and KTXR, out west on Marfa Public Radio, up north in Snyder, Texas, out east on the Red River Radio Network, across the Republic of Ireland on RTE, and right here in Central Texas on our home station, KUTX. Last week, we had a quiz. Tell us the full name of this Texas artist, and listener Betty Thagard nailed it.
Candles lit, eyes are slit.
William Royce Skaggs. Most folks call him Boz. We got more swag to snag this week, one of our dashing new caps to be precise. We want to know the full name of this singer. Hint number one, his first band was called The Knights. Hint number two, like Boz, he spent considerable time in California with other Texas musicians up in the Bay Area. Final clue, early publicity shots showed his band only in silhouette so that the ethnicity of some of the band members wouldn't be evident. You got that? Who's the vocalist? Post your best guess on Facebook right now. Just look up Texas Music Matters.
Crazy. She's a walking down the street. Ought to see my crazy Daisy when she's a walking down the street. She's the kind of a chick that I ever got want to be. Oh yeah, love my loving honey, and I give all my money, but I'll never, never, never let her go. Well, crazy, crazy Daisy, you won't do your daddy right.
From 1961, that's I'm not going to say, that's your job. If you know the vocalist's full name, be the first to post it on Facebook on our Texas Music Matters page. We'll send you one of our new caps. That's a deal right there. Seriously here, breaking news this week from Texas. The headline, something that's become all too familiar.
Report of a second shooter at this time.
An entire college and several surrounding schools put on lockdown for hours as fear spread through Northeast Harris County.
This week's shooting at Lone Star College, in which three people were injured, the latest in a wave of high-profile incidents of gun violence, fueling a national debate, perhaps in part for that reason. When Austin's Black Angels released a music video this week titled Don't Play With Guns, the track immediately drew national attention. Lead vocalist Alex Moss admits, however, that the song was written several months back, before the Aurora, Colorado shootings. Nonetheless, he says, it was intended to carry a message.
This song was written before the Batman shootings. It was like, it kind of predated that. And then all these things like started happening. We're just like, oh my gosh, it's crazy. Like we gotta release this as soon as we can. Our label is giving us kind of like, you know, like, oh, I don't know if the radio station's going to play this because, so, you know, talking about guns. And I'm like, well, the name of the title, Don't Play With Guns. It is about a man and woman, about a woman manipulating a man into doing something, whatever she wants. And then right before he's about to do something, she warns him not to do it. Replace the antagonist with a nation and replace the protagonist, the male, with yourself or any individual living in this country, and how we can be manipulated to do something.
Don't Play With Guns, new from the Black Angels on Texas Music Matters. The Black Angels' 6th Annual Austin Psych Fest is scheduled for the weekend of April 26th. Alex Moss tells us that plans are in the works to export the Psych Fest to Melbourne, Australia, and perhaps Copenhagen, Denmark as well. The event would still be called Austin Psych Fest, however. Waving the flag abroad, they say. Before building a nice, fat fan base here in Austin, Frank Smith got its start in Boston. You'll notice I used a genderless pronoun there. That's because Frank Smith, in this case, is the name of a band, not a guy. Beaten Sacks of Death is the name of one of their new songs. Now, there is a true story behind that title. It involves the physical appearance of the protagonists driving home after many hours of, let's say, enjoying life to the fullest. But we'll let the band explain. A sneak preview now from the new Frank Smith album on Texas Music Matters. Is Frank Smith, the album titled 90s, hinting at something autobiographical perhaps. The CD comes out on April 2nd. Coming up, Peter Mongiello of the Statesman with the week's music news and lots more as Texas Music Matters continues. From Austin, this is Texas Music Matters.
I'm Gary Hartman with the Center for Texas Music History at Texas State University in San Marcos. This week in Texas Music History, we'll visit a place that puts the official state seal on the sounds of Texas. On January 20th, 1990, the state legislature established the Texas Music Office in order to promote Texas music and musical education in the state. At the time, Texas was the only state in the nation to have a governmental agency devoted to supporting its own music industry. Under the leadership of Casey Monahan, the Texas Music Office has become a valuable resource for information on thousands of musicians, music education programs, and music-oriented businesses. The Texas Music Office also works with a number of venues, festivals, and agencies to help market Texas as a destination for music-related tourism.
I saw miles and miles of Texas, all the stars up in the sky. I saw miles and miles of Texas, gonna live here till I die.
By helping to preserve and promote the state's rich musical heritage, the Texas Music Office has ensured that this important part of our history and culture remains popular worldwide. Next time on This Week in Texas Music History, we'll learn about a musical pioneer who drew inspiration from a barroom brawl. I'm Gary Hartman for Texas Music Matters.
With the Week in Local Music News, I'm Peter Mongelo of the Austin American Statesman, and this is the Austin Music Source. A member of Austin's music scene helped President Obama celebrate his inauguration on Monday night. Mel Carvici, also known as DJ Mel, provided the soundtrack to the president's inaugural staff ball.
DJ Mel.
It was amazing, said Mel, who also DJed for the president on election night in Chicago. After performing with the Rolling Stones in December, Austin guitar slinger Gary Clark Jr. will continue his run of high-profile performances this spring. The Bright Lights star will perform at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony on April 18th in Los Angeles. Clark, along with John Mayer, will pay tribute to inductee Albert King, who died in 1992. The performance will air on HBO on May 18th. After releasing a new album and a memoir in 2012, Willie Nelson announced another new album this week. The country legend will release Let's Face the Music and Dance on April 15th. The album, credited to Willie Nelson and family, includes covers of songs from the 30s, 40s, and 50s, as well as a reworking of Is the Better Part Over, which appeared on his 1989 album, A Horse Called Music. For these stories and more, visit austin360.com. From the studios of Texas Music Matters, I'm Peter Mongelo of the Austin American Statesman.
Oh, I'm a lucky man to count on both hands the ones I love. Some folks just have one, you know, others they've got none at all. Stay with me, oh, let's just breathe. Practiced are my sins, never gonna let me win. Under everything, just another human being. Oh, yeah, I don't want to hurt her. There's so much in this world to make me believe. Stay with me, you're all I see. Did I say that I need you? Did I say that I want you? Oh, if I didn't, I'm a fool, you see. No one knows this more than me. And I come clean. I wonder every day as I look upon your face, everything you gave and nothing you would take on. Nothing you would take.
everything you gave. Did I say that I need you? Oh, did I say that I want you? Or if I didn't, I'm a fool, you see. No one knows this more than me. As I come clean, nothing you would take, everything you gave.
Love you till I die, meet you on the other side.
Willie and his son Lucas doing a Pearl Jam cover on Texas Music Matters. Saturday night here in Austin, the live music event / online video series known as the Good Music Club celebrates its first anniversary with performances by The Ponds, The Nouns, San Saba County, and Boy Plus Kite. The Good Music Club introduced yours truly to several terrific bands this past year, but one of my favorites has quickly become one of Austin's favorites too, and you're about to meet the two people at the center of the mayhem known as Bobby Jealousy.
I'm Seth Gibbs, and I play bass and sing in Bobby Jealousy.
Hi, I'm Sabrina Ellis. I am singing in Bobby Jealousy.
Tell me first about the band and how you guys came together.
I think the way we came together is as a group of friends operating separately from each other in music, and we all just sort of came to a point where we examined our successes thus far and realized that none of us were happy.
And then there's a more romantic version, and for this we should stand up and turn around and show you our backsides.
You're gonna stand up and show me your backsides? Oh my gosh, oh my goodness, these are tattoos, Seth and Sabrina. So there's a relationship at the core of this. Is what you're trying to say.
That's how it started. Yeah, I mean, Sabrina and I had...
He remembers now.
Well, I can't see
meeting that. And falling in love so desperately that we wrote an album frantically, recorded it, and then before we knew it, we had a band.
Some of the best bands ever were built around romances.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, heaven forbid, you end up having tattoos removed and all that kind of stuff. Can Bobby Jealousy survive? Could Bobby Jealousy survive the end of a relationship?
If the relationship ended, it would mean probably the end of our ability to work, not on music, just one of us would be incapacitated by it. One of us would die or go into an asylum if the relationship ended. So, you know, the band would probably continue, but it would just be really sad.
I'm falling, 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 falling,
Let's get back to something more serious, like the new album. Tell us a little bit about it, and how does the music compare with what you guys have released in the past?
We had two new members join the band the moment before we recorded the album. They actually had never heard a few of the songs on the album until they were finished recorded. we had them record separately from the rest of the band.
How did that work?
They just had to take my word for it when they were right and wrong. I told them basically what they needed to do and had them play with a click track, and they just had to trust me.
And Brian Wilson'd it.
And yeah. It worked. It absolutely worked. It came out sounding really good, I think.
So this was recorded in your own studio?
Mm-hmm. It's the new location of the old studio where I recorded the last album. It's called Super Pop Records.
Big release date coming up on the 14th, is mm-hmm. that right? This is, what's the title of the new album?
The Importance of Being Jealous.
I gotta ask you about the Valentine's Project. You guys had an interesting way of funding this new album. Tell me what you did.
We decided to sell songs. Within 4 or 5 days, we had sold as many songs as we reasonably thought we could write and record before Valentine's Day. And then we had the individuals who purchased the songs come and interview we interviewed them. We didn't have them interview us.
That's cool. And so what sort of, so they would tell you the stories of their lovers and, mm-hmm. and how they'd gotten together. What sort of things did you hear?
We had some really surprising stuff. We had, one guy come in and purchase a song about two different women. we had somebody purchase a song about their man cave. But he has a real surprise in for him.
Are you going to perform him on stage?
We are.
Valentine's Day.
How cool. So is there a Valentine's CD release party, that sort of thing that you guys are going to do?
It's actually the same day as our album release.
Yeah, it's all just lumped in. Come see us on Valentine's Day and you can hear these songs about these individuals just broadcast to you.
Where's the show going to be?
Red 7.
How many songs are on this new album?
14.
14. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite track?
We picked a song called The Agreement, which is just this really lighthearted song about things not working out. So if it's Valentine's Day and you're miserable and heartbroken, you'll like this song and commiserate. And if it's Valentine's Day and you're madly in love, desperately in love, and you hear this song, then you can consider yourself very lucky.
We are talking with members of Bobby Jealousy, our featured artist this week on Texas Music Matters. Bobby Jealousy from Austin, Texas. The new album is called The Importance of Being Jealous. Austin, as you probably know, is a big government city. Each Monday night, representatives from Mexico, China, India, Lebanon, and a dozen other countries gather downtown. But if you're thinking United Nations, remember this is Austin, Texas we're talking about here. As part of our Austin Music Map project, Delaney Hall takes us to a coffee house called Halcyon.
Halcyon is a small place, and tonight it's packed with almost as many musicians as audience members. The artists sit in a big circle in the corner of the room, watching each other carefully as they play. Occasionally, one will get up to grab a beer, even as the music continues. And occasionally, an audience member will grab some maracas and contribute to the song. The guy behind this weekly international gathering is Roberto Riggio, a violinist who grew up in Mexico City and South Texas, and then studied Indian and Middle Eastern music at UT. He says the Halcyon Night is like a workshop, a way to explore how music traditions from all over the world overlap.
It's the whole idea of collaboration as a way of learning and understanding and creating something together with people that are different from you.
Tonight at Halcyon, Riggio is sitting in the corner, waving his violin bow and guiding a few drummers, an oud player, flamenco guitarist, a cellist, and others.
It's a traditional song from Cuba, El Carretero.
It sounds like a recipe for chaos, right? And sometimes it is, but amazingly, it often works. On any given night, you might hear Latin American standards inflected with Middle Eastern qualities, or Eastern European music with a West African flair. Here's Riggio again.
There are always edges, and that's part of the excitement, is how do you work with those edges, and how do you find a way to make them work? For the most part, I find that it just takes taking a step back and listening from a different point of view.
The Halcyon Night began unexpectedly, about a year and a half ago, just after South by Southwest had finished up. Riggio had been playing solo at Halcyon regularly, but wasn't totally satisfied with the results. He had some Italian friends in town, Texas music fanatics who'd traveled across the country singing Townes Van Zandt songs in Italian.
They said, hey, you know, we'd like to do something after South by Southwest. I said, well, I have this Monday night. Why don't we do a jam, open mic type of thing?
The night became a Texas meets the world experience. Gerf Morlix was there, along with a handful of Austin-based world musicians that Riggio brought along. And Riggio liked it so much, he decided to try and create that feeling every Monday night.
I carried forward the idea of sharing. Even though there are differences between musical languages, there's a lot in common. I mean, I play with singer-songwriters and, you know, hillbilly prog rock or something. And I know people in all of those scenes who also play with world musicians and everybody. You know, it's kind of, I think Austin is a place where music is simply music.
For the Austin Music Map, I'm Delaney Hall.
The Austin Music Map, together with the City of Austin Music Division and our home station KUTX, are collaborating on an event you do not want to miss. 9 bands, 8 venues, one day, February 23rd, Map Jam 2013. Check out the lineup at kutx.org.
I'm Haley Howell, and this is the Texas Top 5, the week's top-selling albums by Texas artists, according to our friends at Waterloo Records. Knocking Adam Johnson out of the fifth slot, it's another Austin original. Mike and the Moonpies wear the title of Honky Tonk Band like a badge of honor. They've gained tons of fans, including comedian Mike Judge, from their weekly Thursday night gig at the White Horse. Their latest release is called The Hard Way.
I knew I couldn't take care of you, cause I do whatever.
From right here in Austin, that's Mike and the Moonpies. Last week, our number four spot had hard-driving metal from The Sword. And now for something completely different.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Taking their place, it's legendary songwriter and artist Terry Allen. It's been 13 years since Allen put out a new record, and this one is more stripped down. Yeah, the album features Allen's longtime friend Guy Clark, son Bucca, and co-producer Lloyd Maines. It's called Bottom of the World.
I might go down to San Diego, or maybe on down to Mexico, or fool around some in Rosarita, or further down and fool around some more, then maybe I'll go to the bottom of the world.
That's Lubbock native Terry Allen at number four. No changes in the top three slots this week. ZZ Top is still holding on at number three. The Flatlanders at number two. And no surprise here, Gary Clark Jr. with Black and Blue, the number one album in the Texas Top 5. The week's best-selling albums by Texas artist, according to the folks at Waterloo Records. For Texas Music Matters, I'm Haley Howell.
Even more down and hang with some mummies. Yeah, deep in the tunnels of Guanajuato, then maybe I'll go to the bottom of the world. Yeah, maybe I'll go to the bottom of the world. Gringo Gulch and Puerto Vallarta, Iguana Nights in Mexico. I might meet up with Ava Gardner. I'll take that angel to the picture show, then maybe I'll go to the bottom of the world. Yeah, maybe I'll go to the bottom of the world. I might dance in a fountain in sweet Oaxaca, I drink mezcal in the Zocalo. I read some awful things about Cuernavaca. Sounds like a place to go, then maybe I'll go to the bottom of the world. Maybe I'll go to the bottom of the world. I might go down to San Diego, or maybe on down to Mexico. I'll fool around some Rosarita, or further down fool around some more. Maybe I'll go
great Terry Allen, part of the Texas Top 5 this week. We've got lots more surprises, including the former frontman for Journey and Santana, as Texas Music Matters continues. From Austin, this is Texas Music Matters. I'm David Brown. Whenever you hear the name Santana, don't you think, you know, psychedelic music, Pete Ashbury? Texas doesn't come to mind, really. Does it?
When I come home, baby,
these days, Greg Raleigh, the former keyboardist and frontman of Santana and Journey, calls Texas his home. You've been in some pretty doggone important bands.
I've been real fortunate to meet the people I did. Quite simply, the key to my success is not saying no. I've been asked to do many things, and I happen to say yes at the right times and with the right people, and that's kind of how it went.
You must have been just a kid, though, when you started.
When I started with Carlos, I think I was maybe 20, and by 22, we were in Woodstock. I was in college at the time, and while I was going to school, I was thinking about what I should be doing in the band, and when I was with the band, I was not doing any homework.
Did you relate to the whole hippie culture, the Haight-Ashbury thing?
Yeah, but I was really a wolf in sheep's clothing, because I was more into the business. I wanted to, in fact, the whole band was like that. Santana was, we wanted to be a big international act. And San Francisco was a great place to start from, and that's the way we looked at it. It was a great place to be. It was a great time to live.
Well, what's interesting is Santana, I mean, I think began, at least in the popular culture, the popular mindset, as a band that had sort of, was grounded in the art. You went on and part of Journey when they started up, and they were, well, although you guys were signed to a major label and everything, I don't think that it was originally at least considered to be commercial.
No, it wasn't. They were songs, but it was really based on musicianship and solos and energy. And the point was, when we first started, first three albums, we could sell more tickets than we could records.
But then the band took a real different turn. And
Journey,
in fact,
yeah.
Journey did, yeah. And in fact, I remember hearing, feeling that way, and sort of almost as if it was a passing of the baton.
Open my eyes to a new kind of way. All the good times that you say.
I'll put it this way. We used to do songs for solos, and then we did songs for vocals. It's totally different. Journey became some more in major keys than minor keys, which Santana was. It's a real, real different thing for me.
When the summer's gone, she'll be there, standing by the light. What she's been to, where she's gone to, she should know wrong from right. It's a feeling. Are you feeling? You're feeling that way too.
You could have gone a lot of different directions, and now you've got your own band and you're doing your own thing. Why did you decide to stick with music after you'd already had a pretty successful career, you know, and there it is, the 80s and 90s? You could have gone a lot of different directions,
well,
but
I'll
you stayed with
Ringo.
Music.
Well, what else would I do? It's what I do. The point is that it's kind of like a mountain climber. You do it because you climb the mountain because it's there. Well, in music, you're still always looking for the next song if you're interested in it.
I mean, still feel like you're looking for that next song?
Always. Always the next lick, next riff.
When you were coming up, who are the guys that you kind of listened to for riffs? I mean, who was it that inspired you?
I listened to a lot of guitar. And
as a keyboard player, you listen to guitar.
I do. I love guitar. I just can't play one. I don't understand how anybody can put their fingers on those little teeny things without bleeding. I mean, it's painful, and it's not me, but I love it. And I actually base my solos on an organ off of guitar feel.
How did you find yourself in Texas?
My wife's from Texas. She's from Dallas, and we were in California, and quite frankly, my drummer also moved here. He's actually from Long Island and moved to California. And we've been together for 25 years, and he found a place. He told me, I found a place in Austin. And I said, that's funny. I looked at that place. I looked at that city 12 years ago, and there's nothing there. So I'm interested to see what it's like now. Yeah. We started looking, and I found a place out here in Hill Country, and I love it. I mean, California was great to me, but they're just running it in the ground, and it's just purely economics for me. It's too bad. It's a beautiful state, all of that. I have friends there. I just tell them that I made a horrible mistake by moving to Texas, and please don't come.
Well, a belated welcome home.
Well, man. Thank you. Yeah, that's another thing. I've got a friend here that's a sixth generation Texan. He goes, oh, you're a Texan, all right. You were just born, you were misplaced at birth. Yeah. I find that to be a compliment.
Yeah, amen. Greg Raleigh, pleasure to meet you, man. Thanks
Thank
for coming
you,
in.
All right.
You know I can be fine. Sitting home all alone. You can come around. Please, please tell the phone. Don't be cruel. To a heart that's true.
We've got a complete set with Greg Raleigh caught live in Studio 1A. Visit us at TexasMusicMatters.org.
Hey, I'm Paul Karub with your Song of the Day, a free daily download at KUTX.org. Saturday night, Sean Marshall, or Cat Powers, you probably know her, takes stage here in Austin at the Moody Theater. If you're one of the lucky ones going, don't worry, we have you covered right here. For her most recent record, Sun, it's Cat Power with Cherokee, our Song of the Day.
Thank you.
If you want to download that song in its entirety, visit our Song of the Day section at KUTX.org.
Texas Music Matters is made possible in part by Lewis Shanks of Texas, offering fine home furnishings since 1945. LewisShanksFurniture.com.
Love like this.
Texas Music Matters is a production of KUT and KUTX Austin. We're produced by Haley Howell, Art Levy, Paul Karuba, and Hadi Mowashto. I'm David Brown, wishing you all the very best from Austin, Texas.